Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs that have the word love in them for this entire half hour. Well, coming up, we'll hear from the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, and Diana Ross and the Supremes, all coming up this half hour on Motown Memories. Well, first up, another number one song from the Supremes. The Supremes with Diana Ross had a total of 10 songs with the word love in them, and after Diana Ross had left the group, the Supremes without Diana had one more. Well, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone featured the sexy speaking voice of Diana Ross. It was Eddie Holland's idea, one of the writers and producers of this great song, to write passages for Diana to talk through rather than sing. A technique she would put to good use on many future hits, for example, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Well, talk singing is what we used to call it, explained Lamont Dozier, another writer and producer of this great song. We realized that Diana was quite dramatic at it. She would start singing these songs, and if they touched her emotionally, she would just cry and sing right on the spot. She was a natural, so there was no big surprise that she went into the movie business. Diana Ross's future seemed to be unlimited. Well, here is Diana Ross with the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories.
Close the door to your heart and you turn the key. Locked your love away from me.
Love is
took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so
the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
To make your kiss in incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. But if you win, little love, won't you tell me? And if you win, little love, won't you tell me? Then I won't have to be here. I see the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
so solid.
Motown memory with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. That was More Love, reaching number 23 from 1968. Before that, Stevie Wonder, If You Really Love Me, number 8 from 71. And we started with that number 1 from the Supremes, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature for this entire hour all songs that have the word love in their title. Well, coming up, another love song, Baby Love, the Supremes again hitting number 1 from 1964. Well, the Supremes first joined the Motown label under the name the Primettes, but Berry Gordy still wasn't sure what to do with them. He let them hang around, and opportunities were presented. They did the hand clap for a Marvin Gaye song and the backing vocals for blues singer Mabel John. Well, Mabel recalls that back then, Berry didn't seem to have any special plans for Diana one way or the other. We agreed that Diana was the type of kid who probably knew what she wanted and how she was going to get it. But Berry didn't really want to do anything with her, but somehow she made him see that she was destined for stardom. Here are the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories.
Tell me. hearts that beat as one, our lives have just begun.
Forever,
I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charm.
This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Give my all, tell the world. Cause if a girl loves you, you only call her weak.
Motown Memory with Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together. That was a great song. My Mistake Was to Love You, reaching number 19 from 1974. Before that, Diana Ross teaming up with Lionel Richie for the number one Endless Love from 1981. And we started with the Supremes' number one, 1964's Baby Love. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature all songs that have the word love in its title for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, another number one song from Diana Ross and the Supremes, Love Child, number one from 1968. Well, one of the songwriters, Deke Richards, recalled the creation of this great song. He was quoted as saying that Berry Gordy had put together very strong forces and locked us up into a hotel room in Detroit until we came up with a hit record. He would check with us every now and then asking, "Did you get it? Did you get it?" Well, eventually we got it. Berry was also very instrumental with the melody lines and structure, but he never took credit for it. Actually, none of the producers received credit by name. The label copy stated the record was produced by the Clan. Well, the end of 1968 was a productive time for Diana Ross and the Supremes. They released four albums in 2 months, one of which was the soundtrack for their NBC television special called TCB with the Temptations. Here is Diana with her Supremes, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Love bugs and bitten me.
MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
The Supremes. After Diana Ross had left the group and was replaced by Gene Terrell. That was Stone Love, number 7 from 1970. Before that, The Supremes with Diana Ross in the group. Love is Like an Itching in My Heart, number 9 from 1966. And we started with Diana and The Supremes, number 1 from 68, Love Child. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we've featured all Motown songs with the word love in their title. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information from some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.